This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Gum. G-U-M, gum. Hey, you want a piece of gum? No, really. You should have a piece of gum. Text GUM to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. GUM is
this
hour's code word. Yeah, it's delicious.
So does your daughter. That's what I think about when I hear GUM.
I know.
Her stealing your GUM.
I'm going to get a chair and climb up someplace precarious so I can get the GUM.
And leave the chair there.
It was a mistake to ever introduce her to GUM. Mm.
Message and data rates apply. Has she gotten it in her hair yet?
No. But she still has the most ridiculous bangs you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
It's ridiculous.
So what are they, like a half inch long now?
Yeah, they're right in the middle of her forehead and crooked.
Does she even notice?
She's not even tripping on it. Doesn't even care.
She's only almost five.
She's living the life, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last night, Dad gave her an hour bath and played the music, all the music she wanted. Well, I slipped into my mind, but, you know.
Sure.
I put on some jazz, Lou Donaldson, which is who I put on some that. She goes, "This is boring." I'm all, "You stop that."
You're boring.
These baths are boring.
Ay, ay, ay. I'm trying my hardest, but man, the kid just wants to hear "Confident" by Demi Lovato again and again.
Trying with being confident. Uh-huh. Hit my breaking news sounder. I'm very sorry to say, we just got the word, Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul, dead at 76. Yeah. Not super surprising. It's been in the news all week.
Chain
of fools.
Do you ever sing her music?
No. Listen to that.
I know. No one could do it like
Nobody can do it like Aretha. Her.
Can you try?
And the dog and him down.
We'll have to get you the words.
I'm just a junk in your train. Oh, you got me where you want me. I ain't nothing but your fool. No, I can't do it. You treated me mean. Oh, you treated me cruel. A chain. Chain of fools. Chain. Oh, she's done on that part. Anyway, she's been sick for a really long time. Yeah. We've been hearing all week that she's undergoing final days care. And Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul, dead at 76. You know I got it. What you need, baby, I got it.
Can you find one more, Brynn? Natural woman. Yes, please.
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh,
that's so funny.
I love that song so much.
Well,
awesome. I'm seeing a report that Sarah, she got down to 86 pounds.
Oh, poor Aretha.
Yeah. At least she was at home with her family.
Yep. They're not saying what her death is because of, but she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2010 and had an operation. I mean, that's, you know.
Long battle with.
It's actually a long time to survive after getting them. Oh, here we go.
Natural woman.
Anyway, terribly, terribly sad news. Let's hear a little more of this. It's, I'm not sure if that's the first time I've ever listened to that in headphones, but all the drums are on one side.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Turn it up a little bit. And all those chicks are singing from
the
other side.
Yeah, they put her voice in its own spot.
Yeah. What a trip.
Like, you can picture the layout of the stage.
Right.
Hearing it from the side. That's
crazy.
It's
got to be something about her voice where they're like, "We'll feature you."
Let's put that right out there in the front.
Yeah, this one is too.
How funny.
It's exactly the same, right? Look at this picture of her as a young woman. Oh, damn. I'm getting shivers.
It's an incredible legacy.
Yeah.
707 says, when I was a kid, I remember first seeing Aretha Franklin on the Blues Brothers movie on TV singing. Think I fell in love with her voice, and I dragged my dad to the mall to start my collection of her music.
Mm. Yeah, you know, like happens with every passing star, her music's going to blast through.
Yep.
Sales will blast through.
I wonder if she'll
today.
Crack the top 10 albums this week.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. You got Think ready to go over there?
Huh?
That's right. Get Think. Gotta think. What you trying to do to me?
You know what? I don't have any. I'll probably buy some today too.
Yeah, get it like a best of compilation. It'll probably have all the all the big hits on it. Better think.
Freedom.
Damn.
So good.
Repeat the news.
Aretha Franklin is dead at 76. If you're just joining us and wondering why we're singing, having a sing along. Not that we really need a reason for that.
They probably want us to shut up so they can enjoy the music.
I know.
But you're singing in your car too. You know
it. Yeah. It's funny. This is the same thing. This is the drums in one side. I've never noticed that before. I want to listen to it in mono. That's funny. What you trying to do to me? Think. All right. You know, I actually slipped a Big Brother story in here. Just in case we didn't
That's
talk about it in
thinking.
The opening.
Yay.
Shut up.
I'm kidding.
Listen, last night's episode, excellent.
Epic.
She's really great. She's just, oh boy. I love when people are sitting around saying they're grown ass woman and badass bitch and then they just blow everything.
They're just a basic bitch.
Yeah, she's extra.
You use that. I'm pretty sure you used that wrong.
I don't know. Who knows? As soon as I figure it out, it'll be over.
Just the opposite of extra, Sarah.
Wait, I thought extra meant you're useless.
Oh, I thought extra meant like.
Oh, it's great.
Amazing,
it's extra.
But I forgot
awesome.
How we heard it. Whatever. We're not in tune with the kids these days.
The fact that I just used that word means it's done.
It's over.
You're never going to hear it again.
Right.
Well, you're using it wrong, so it's okay.
Yeah.
It's still a thing.
It's okay, doesn't Grandma.
Matter. Doesn't matter how I use it, I've just killed it. This is super interesting, and just from a speculation standpoint, like I'm a huge Quentin Tarantino fan. I'm guessing I'm not alone. I know everybody in these rooms has seen a few of those, and I would say that probably in my top 10 movies are the Kill Bill movies. I just love those movies. And one of the things about the Kill Bill movies is that when Uma Thurman goes to Vivica Fox's house to kill Vivica, her daughter's there.
Mm-hmm.
And she says to Vivica's daughter, someday you're going to want to get back at me for this. And I understand that. And so there's been speculation for years that maybe there'll be a Kill Bill 3. Of course, Bill's already, spoiler alert.
Right.
Bill's dead. So not only does Vivica have a daughter, Uma Thurman's character does as well. What's her name in those movies?
I don't remember her name. Uma's name?
It was Bixby or, hold on.
It's Beatrix.
Beatrix, yeah. That's it.
Beatrix something. Anyway.
Oh.
The daughters would be, I mean, they could set it at any point in the future, right?
Right.
But apparently, Ronda Rousey has been saying, I want to be
Beatrix
Kiddo. That's right, Kiddo. That's so funny. Ronda Rousey's been saying, I want to be in a Quentin Tarantino movie. That's the third part of this. I want to be Beatrix Kiddo's daughter, grown up.
No.
Yeah, but she can't act.
The answer's no.
Okay. That's it. Shutting that down right now.
Do you want her to do it?
I just want it. I want it to happen.
I'm fine with another movie, but no, she can't do it. Hooman?
She can't act. Have
she
you
can't
ever seen
act,
her in
Sarah.
Anything? All those MMA
I've seen
fighters
her, I saw
act.
Her in the Entourage movie. She was fine.
Oh, my God. She was playing herself.
Yeah. So, but
that wasn't acting.
But listen, Quentin Tarantino can make people great.
No.
And bring people back.
The answer is no.
Oh, damn it.
Well,
who should it be then? Because we need it to happen.
Who should play Uma Thurman's daughter?
It can't be Emma Roberts. I mean, that's not believable. I like that.
What about Dakota Fanning?
No. Oh, my God, no.
Why not? She's a great actor.
Yeah.
But she looks like a wisp.
Well, she hits the gym. That's fine. No. She'll put some muscle on. These guys do that like it's nothing.
Gal Gadot.
She's too old.
It's gotta be someone. It's gotta be someone who's like 16, 17.
And I gotta say, Ronda Rousey's probably even too old. I don't know who would play Vivica's
daughter.
They could
play it anywhere in the future, so it wouldn't be a problem in terms of how old the person is. It's
unless
they
want Vivica and Uma to be in it, because then they'd have to make them look like grandmas.
Because look at Uma. She's not exactly someone who's all muscled up.
I know, but there's like a toughness to her that I don't see.
Well, she's got a height thing,
she seems
like
so badass.
How tall do you think Uma is? 5'10"?
I don't know.
Oh, I know who should play it.
Who?
The girl from Stranger Things.
11.
Oh. Oh. All right. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Done.
I think she might be too young now.
What do you think? They're going to film it today?
She's 6 foot.
Yeah, she's tall.
Oh, boy.
I didn't realize she was so tall.
Oh, I didn't know that either. That's crazy. She's super tall.
Mm. Yeah.
Actually, 11's a great choice. Bobby Brown. In about 5 years. When she's a late teenager. How old is she? Although she's probably 15 or 16.
I got
now.
It.
Who?
Who's
oh my God.
The girl who plays the kick-ass daughter in, she's,
In Kick-Ass?
No. Well, is she also in Logan?
Oh.
Oh, she's not big enough. Do you think she's big enough?
Well, you're saying it has to be a star?
Well, I don't know.
No. Does not it? For a Quentin Tarantino movie.
How old is that girl now? Because that movie was, 5 years ago?
So I think the girl's name is Daphne King.
Yes,
Keen.
It is.
And she could do it.
She was good in
Logan.
She's
13.
Oh, now?
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Well, when she's 18, she can do it.
Huh. She's 4'11".
Oh.
Ronda Rousey wants to do it. She was soundly defeated in that round.
Yes.
Someone says, how about Chloe Grace Moretz?
Yeah, she's
cool.
Is
she too old?
No.
Well, who did the kick-ass role?
That's her.
That's Chloe.
Yeah. Okay. She was little. She's okay. I don't know. I guess she could. Whoever. Just Quentin, make that movie. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. His next one is the one about about the Manson murders.
Didn't he say this is his last movie?
You know, there was something like that, but that's impossible. I mean, he's so young.
He's definitely a guy who... Every time he does these publicity runs, he just steps in it in ways that you go, let other people do your publicity, dude. Your movies are great, but you gotta zip it. I can only imagine what thing he's gonna say wrong next time. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, oh God.
Ooh, one more. Someone says, how about Arya?
Oh,
Arya.
Star.
Arya would be great. That's perfect.
But she's Arya the whole time.
I know.
Yeah.
That's true. She's really known for that. It's like having Gilligan play James Bond.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
So different.
God.
What about Daisy Ridley?
Who's that?
That's Rey from the new Star Wars.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, I love her too. Yeah.
What about Saoirse Ronan?
Who's that?
That's the chick from what's the name of the movie that just won a bunch of Oscar stuff? Lady Bird.
Yeah.
You've seen her in stuff. You know.
Pull up Saoirse Ronan for Vinny. S A O I R S E.
Anyway, we're just I knew that was just going to
be
a name, but Ronda Rousey said
we're
she wanted to be
you right
in it.
Now everyone.
Oh yeah, I like
so
her.
Just calm down. We're going to figure out who it should be.
Scottie Pippen's daughter is 9 years old. And she is the latest addition to the Dancing with the Stars Junior cast. We do not have the whole cast. We have heard Honey Boo Boo, Miles Brown from Black-ish. There was one other person. He's a skateboarder, Vinny. Hold on. Let me see if I can find his name. Darn it all. Sky Brown, a 10-year-old skater and surfer.
Oh.
I don't know Sky Brown.
Yeah. Well, we may know him after this. So they haven't announced the whole cast, but those are some of the rumored. I believe Honey Boo Boo is...
Sky Brown's a girl.
Oh. 10-year-old skater and surfer.
Yeah, I don't know Sky Brown, but that's cool.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a girl.
A Japanese skateboarder.
Rad.
Mm.
That's great. Good
so,
for her.
So Scottie Pippen's 9-year-old daughter is going to be getting, if she won the whole thing, she'd get $130,000. Mm-hmm. That'll cover some college.
Could we go back to Kill Bill?
Yeah. Sure. Human.
So I figured out who the best person would be, but she just can't act. But she's got the perfect look. But she can't act.
Okay.
Cara Delevingne.
Oh, actually, yeah, it's too bad she can't act.
Yeah, she's the worst
actress.
She would
actually be perfect.
She would be, but she can't act.
Well, send her to acting school for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. She'll be too old then.
Well, no, that might be just right.
Right.
Brynn and I saw her in a movie that was like the worst acting job you've ever seen in your life.
Which one was that?
Valerian, the City of a Thousand Something.
You're not thinking of all the possibilities. In a Quentin Tarantino movie, it could totally be like, what's her name? Beatrix Daughter at 42.
Yes, you're right.
Is at the 7-Eleven and sees something out of the corner of her eye that reminds her of the girl. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's the...
Well, if they
wonder if her mom, warned her about the, you know what I mean? Like,
that's the way it could be written any way. Mm-hmm. I'd like it. I think you're onto something. You should write it.
Well, it sounds like you have an idea. I mean, the 7-Eleven thing's brilliant.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Anything. It could be anything.
I think, Quentin, if it ever happens, Quentin should write it.
Who's the black girl that Beatrix killed at the very beginning? It should be, Vivica A. Fox.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Her daughter is left alive in that scenario, and that's when Beatrix Kiddo says, someday you're going to want to come after me.
Right.
And that's okay. Yeah. I can't remember exactly what she says. Find that scene. Let's relive that.
Yes,
really?
Yeah. While you find that, I'm going to tell you. This has been, find that scene with.
Vivica A. Fox.
No, after Vivica's dead.
With the daughter.
Talking to the daughter.
The fight scene's epic.
Dude, all the fight scenes in that are epic. Like, the best scene, though, might be the one in the trailer with Daryl Hannah.
Oh, you like that one?
It's a good one.
She plucks out her other eye.
She kills all of Lucy Liu's henchmen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You find it, Brent?
He's looking. So this week.
Yeah, first one.
This week.
This week.
It has been all about Journey. Well, right. It's been all about Steve Perry.
How did you feel after you got home?
Just great.
You
liked
it.
Did John hear it?
No, but I told him it went well, and he was like, oh, good. I know you were worried. So I just happened to see this story, and I laughed a little bit. Def Leppard and Journey, without Steve Perry, have been on tour. Mm-hmm.
And are doing great.
Yeah. It's already grossed $50 million in ticket sales.
Yeah.
And they just went out May 21st, so it's been just a couple months. They have a ways to go. 33 shows, $50 million.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. This is going to sound weird, and you may not even have an opinion on it, but I definitely thought after Steve Perry makes an announcement, first of all, your reaction when it was offered to us in our office, the boss just goes, you guys want to... scratching the back of his head. You guys want to... And your reaction was like, oh, my God!
That wasn't my reaction.
Something like that.
No, it was. I said yes, because I thought he was kidding.
Whatever. My point is...
I didn't freak out.
Is the whole...
He just imagines me freaking out in every scenario. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, you weren't freaked out about getting to interview Steve Perry?
I definitely was freaked out, but I was already damping down my reactions to things. Go on.
The whole world is freaking over this thing. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. It makes the news everywhere. He's on a news cycle. All radio stations are like, we'll take you if you'll talk to us. I mean, it's all over the place, right? So why hasn't Journey made new music? Or have they? Because that kid's voice, it's supposedly... perfect.
I want to say I heard Neil Schoenschein talking about this, like that they
Journey as
did have some
because he had his solo
right
CD that came out whenever we interviewed him.
Right.
Like I don't necessarily, it's not my thing, but I would think if there's such a positive reaction to this type of music, the way people are clamoring for it, why wouldn't they put out something?
I wonder if they have, and it just
didn't go.
Right. People want to hear the hits, I'm sure it actually gets aggravating.
Or maybe people are like
the same songs for years and years.
I only like Journey with Steve Perry. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, if they're selling out shows, that's actually what made me think of it. The way they're selling out shows, the way they're making money, you'd think there's clearly an audience for it.
Right. So why not put out some music? Find anything new?
Nah, I mean, there's a bunch of scenes that I'm jumping through right now.
Oh, you're still looking. We've moved on to something else
entirely. I haven't seen a new
song
since 2008.
Still, even that is
Was that with the
That's
new guy?
New-ish.
Yeah, with Arnell Pineda, Journey Pineda. New song, After All These, After All This Years.
After All This Years? It's got to be a misprint.
I don't know.
What's coming up in the news, man? Were you able to find something that you think might be it?
No. What are you talking about right now?
Kill Bill.
Oh, no. I jumped around a bunch, of, bunch of crap.
Oh, good job,
Bryn. The very end of the first... Yeah, I should never know.
Poor Bryn.
You can't buy a home in New Zealand. Sorry.
Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's almost Friday. It's Thursday, 7:40 in the morning. Oh, God, we're getting so close to us. Peaking for the week, Christy Yamaguchi,
right.
Gold medal ice skater, is going to be joining us for a movie review of Crazy Rich Asians.
Correct.
Just cannot wait.
And we have some passes for tonight.
We do. She's actually, it's a like an exclusive private screening of Crazy Rich Asians, and so she'll have passes to give away, which is very exciting. Join us at 9:15, won't you?
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Two jellyfish enthusiasts are better than one. Bring a friend. Share the love. MontereyBayAquarium.org. Thank you.
Sure.
Here's what's
happy
happening.
Happy to help.
The ticket this weekend is in Oakland, everyone.
Oh.
The A's are two games back of first place behind Houston. I believe they're the World Series champs. And they play three at home versus Houston this weekend.
Oh, my God.
So
that's crazy. They could, if they won all three, they'd be in first place.
Well, I'm not good at math, so I'm going to go with your counting. I thought that's what I came up with as well, that if they win. So, sweep Houston. That's the ticket, everyone. And by the way, here's the A's doing so great. Second place. They're doing good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yep.
They're fighting against the World Series champs for first place right now in that division.
You going to make an empty stadium comment here?
Yes, they still can't sell tickets to the stadium. I just don't know. It's awful.
Yeah, and then we wonder why teams leave.
Well, that's why I'm announcing it. Mm. This is a big weekend for the A's, everyone.
Go check them out.
If
support your hometown A's.
Go support your A's. It's a big deal.
They were a player was saying yesterday, we just do so much better when fans are there and in the stadium's rocking. Come on out.
Go rock the stadium.
Yeah.
Come on. Get over there.
New Zealand has banned foreigners from buying property.
Oh, well, that's a bummer. Seemed like a good place to go.
The overseas investment amendment. Well, it's interesting because if you have purchased a house in the Bay Area, I have. I looked for a long time. And in my experiences, my own personal experience, maybe I'm the only guy this happened to. But while I was looking for places, people from China who'd never been here bought the house with cash.
Right. While you were looking at it.
Right. That was one of them. Yeah. Another one was it was bought and I was just told it was bought from someone in China. They just bought it.
Yep. And they even say that there are a lot of empty homes in this area because out of country investors buy them and never visit them, never put anyone in there.
I have a few by my house that
really
were bought and sold immediately, and no one has lived there. Three around my house.
And there's such a crunch for housing.
It's an interesting thing to see. I mean, they've banned foreigners from buying property. The Overseas Investment Amendment Bill will prevent overseas investors from purchasing existing properties in New Zealand. They will still be able to buy into new apartment complexes in certain other parts of the housing market. But what they fear is that we believe it's the birthright of New Zealanders to buy homes in New Zealand. And we want to keep
and the prices
homes
are
available
going
and
up.
And they're skyrocketing, right? Which is the issue.
Right.
And it was the issue for me as I don't have cash to buy a home. I didn't have cash. That wasn't happening. And I mean...
And people with cash were scooping these things out from under you. What? All cash, quick close, over asking.
Well, I was like, I'm pre-approved. I like it. I need a minute, though. I got to get some paperwork together. Give me a second. But they were already gone. Like, gone, right there.
And it's heartbreaking, and especially for people who've really been looking for a long time. Like, you guys spent a long time looking for a house.
If you've got the right to live in New Zealand permanently, you've got the right to buy here. Oh. But again, they believe...
So if you were to immigrate there, eventually you'd be able to...
They're saying, and I'm telling you the story that I'm talking about because there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who never set foot in California is buying property and may or may not ever live in it.
Right. Just an investment. And not a bad one either. I mean, the way prices are going around here.
Right.
I mean, Yuzi, you were saying your place has doubled since you bought it 8 or 9 years ago.
So New Zealand is good taking investment. Steps to protect
you can do it.
Their housing market. I don't see us doing that, but it's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Benny.
Elton John had at least one top 40 single every year from 1970 to 1996.
Wow. One top 10, did you say?
At least one top 40 single
top 40.
Every year from 70
to 90. That makes
sense.
The dude was just rocking forever.
It doesn't make sense,
amazing.
Though.
Sure,
he
does.
Is amazing. That's one every
26
year?
Years at least, and at least
He's
one.
He's done a lot of the Disney Pixar-ish movies, right?
Oh,
so
yes.
A lot of that comes from that kind of stuff.
All right.
Is there a list of that somewhere that we could find? That's a very interesting.
Right.
I'd love to hear the,
computer
Crocodile Rock, your song.
I could hear it all day.
Sure.
Every year, huh?
Every year.
The average man produces enough.
Man junk.
Yeah. How'd you know?
I could tell by the way you were going, how do I say this?
Yeah, can I say this?
In 2 weeks to impregnate every woman on the planet.
Oh, God.
Oh, gross. Wow.
What's...
Yeah.
Gross.
It's great to hear.
Yeah.
Those poor little potentials are right into
wasted
a Kleenex.
Away.
Right.
You can use Uber to hail a rickshaw in India.
Oh, really? Oh, fun. Those are the people that pull you on a...
You got it.
That's great. Uber will... Huh? So you Uber and it's like, Billy with a rickshaw will show up. All right. Hey, Bill.
I like it.
Yeah. Why not? Guess where I'm going. And I gotta walk.
Officials in Paris, you may see these things because we have our own problem with people going to the bathroom in the city streets. Officials in Paris recently started installing sidewalk urinals all over the city to discourage guys from going number one directly on the street or on the sides of buildings.
Oh.
The urinals are in very public places. They're about the size of a mailbox with a big opening in the front. So guys can walk in, unzip, have at it. And
they don't have to sneak a pee in an alley.
Right.
Or
the uproar from people is they don't want to see a guy whizzing out in the open.
Well, I'd rather see him whizzing into a urinal than whizzing onto a corner of a
building.
They
say the urinals are in tourist spots. There's even one at the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Boy, it is just so inconvenient to be a girl. You've got to find a bathroom. I mean,
I
unless
wonder
you have
your
no
head, so,
shame and
so
you
your
just
head
squat.
Is just sticking up above the thing, but you're...
Yeah, I guess. So it sounds like you walk in. You block just on the sides, Vinny?
I guess so.
Just walk right in and use it?
Well, the size of a mailbox means it would be below your chest.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd walk, but then there's your face like going...
Boy, and I wonder if you'd have just major, stage fright.
Well, it's that or what? I mean, I'd rather have a chance to go than being in pain trying to hold it till whenever.
Boy, girls, we have it tough.
What was that fast fact about Elton John again?
One top 40 hit every year from 1970 to 1996.
Okay.
Did you find it?
Yeah, well, I have his wiki up here, and it just goes in chronological order. So in 70 was Border Song, or Rock and Roll.
Oh, I don't even know how that one goes.
Friends,
well, you're gonna have to start.
71.
I don't know that
Friends.
One either. How many of us have them?
Rocket
Elton
Man.
John.
Rocket Man,
oh, Rocket
I know.
Man, yeah.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road,
sure.
Of course. Don't Let the Sun Go Down.
Oh,
me.
Great song.
Play the one with George and Michael.
Do you want me to play something or you want me to read these?
No, just read them.
I'm not sure what you want me to do here.
Just read them.
But I'm only at 76 right now. Love
well,
song,
how about
76.
The last, like,
yeah,
10
last,
years?
Yeah, the last 10 right, years, 86
to
96.
86
to
96.
Tiny Dancer's got to be one of those years.
86, we have Heartache All Over the World.
I don't know that one.
Cry to Heaven, no.
No.
Candle in the Wind, 87.
Sure,
Let's see, Town of Plenty.
Never heard of it.
89 is Sacrifice.
These are all top 40 hits, huh? You know these songs?
They're all charted.
I don't, but I bet you if we heard them, which you don't have to do, Bryn, but if we heard them, we'd probably go, oh, yeah.
Some
I
of them we
song.
Probably would, yeah. Right.
You Gotta Love Someone in 1990.
Love Somebody.
Oh, you know that one?
No.
He's making it up.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. We're talking about Steve Perry making a big splash yesterday on our show and sort of around the country.
Yeah.
He's jumping back into the music biz with his new album.
Traces.
Traces. I was going to say that. Thank you.
Sure.
Though, for jumping in.
It's one brain between us. It works.
Probably between the five of us.
I know. If we could all be the same contestant on Jeopardy, we'd be all set.
4 and 5 says, because Steve wrote the hits as well as sung them, Journey needs Steve Perry more than Steve needs Journey.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He clearly doesn't need Journey at all. He's just doing his own thing and hasn't wanted to be part of that for years.
But Journey is doing great as a nostalgia act.
Right.
They're selling out stadiums.
But you know what? The comments that Steve Perry made yesterday, even about being relevant, I'm sure Neil Schoenchan feels some of that. Like, there comes a time when you're doing the same 50, however many songs they play, the same 20 Journey songs, the same giant hit Journey songs, and I'm sure it gets to a point where, like, if I never play Don't Stop Believing Again, it's too soon. Mm-hmm. That you feel like you're a
but
cover
then
band.
You right, but then you see your bank balance, and
agreed.
You also know you wrote it. It's
absolutely.
Not like you are a cover band. You wrote it. Mm-hmm. It's your music.
Yes,
and you're getting richer than you could ever have hoped to be.
But it's got to be. It must get boring.
I agree, but I also think give me that problem.
Yes, let me see how I can deal with that.
I mean, really.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Journey is almost nothing without Steve Perry. The new guy can hit the notes, but doesn't sing with the feeling and emotion that Steve Perry does. I do understand how someone might feel like that's the guy I think of when I think of
Journey. And the songs I love.
It's nostalgia. We don't want new music. Okay.
That's probably very true. I think that as acts age and their audiences age and the people who love them age, I was never looking for new Tom Petty songs. Once in a while, one would grab me and I'd add it to my list of Tom Petty songs I love, but I wasn't looking for new ones. And when I saw him live, what I wanted to see were the hits, and he would play the whole new album.
Mm-hmm. Which you didn't want.
Well, I was happy to be looking at him, but what I wanted was for him to break into Refugee or something, American Girl.
925 says, "Oh, Holman, you're the best. You're blissfully so damn unaware sometimes. It's just so goddamn adorable." Oh. LOL.
What's that in regards to?
I think it was when he brought up Vivica's daughter.
Oh, yes.
And we'd already... That's how the conversation began. I can see Arya. Just imagine Beatrix going to London to raise her daughter. Give Arya a good blonde dye job and it will take her right out of the Game of Thrones.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
I'd love to see it. Quentin, listen up. We just cast a movie for you.
You're welcome.
Margot Robbie is Uma's daughter.
I like that. She's funny, too. Like, I like Margot Robbie because she's not, she's beautiful, obviously, and she can act. But, man, she can be really funny, too. If you haven't seen I, Tonya, it's worth it just for her performance. Like, she just plays it so straight.
Not even talking about the person who's going to be the star of the movie would be Vivica's daughter, right? That's the star.
It would be probably the two of them.
Right, but she's going to hunt down.
Right.
She's the person seeking revenge.
Mm.
So that's really who we'd have to cast as the...
As the
that's
truly
the big
great...
question mark right. is who comes in and plays the badass that's going to take out...
Who spent her entire life waiting to avenge her mother's death.
Because I saw
we
this
cast
lady.
It already.
What?
Who did we cast?
You have to watch Star Trek Discovery.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Sinequa.
Yes. Woman who's the star of Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah. She would actually be great.
Daughter.
She'd be badass.
You're welcome.
Older, though. She's a little older, so this is going to have to be set further in the future. I can't wait for the scene in the 7-Eleven.
We just
Beatrix's daughter is just picking up a Slurpee and a hot dog.
We just all just...
And in walks
we
Sinequa.
Agree. It shouldn't be Ronda Rousey.
Right. That's...
Unless
right.
she learns how to act real good.
Sinequa Martin Green.
There you go.
408 says, extra means you're doing too much. Yeah. Like your outfit is so extra. It's too much.
So I did use it right.
I don't know. Who knows?
She's doing too much. She's
doesn't
bitch
mean it
saying
right.
how she's a big, badass bitch. She's extra. I did use it right. That's it. It's officially over.
Yeah, it shouldn't be coming out of your mouth. That's for sure.
Well, it's going to come out more now that I know how to use it. Oh, is it time?
Yeah.
Coming up, something special in the Celebrity Trash.
What is it?
Well, it's a little surprise for Hooman. But I think you'll find it very interesting right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.